creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
As I say, I have a guest today with me, and she is Lauren Cheetham. So welcome, Lauren. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get on to talking about why you're here.
Okay, so I'm 35, currently a police officer. I'm on maternity leave at the moment, and I'm on maternity leave until May. And yeah, I've just had a little girl, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about.
Right, well, this is a very interesting story, and it's in two parts. So we're going to hear the first part, then we're going to play a track, and then we're going to hear the second part. So how did it all begin, Lauren?
So I was pregnant with my daughter Gracie, and basically went through the whole pregnancy. It was quite a difficult pregnancy, to be honest. Was in and out of hospital quite a lot. And you have this image basically of how you think that childbirth's going to be and how you're going to experience maternity leave. For me, it was very different to what I had planned. I'd gone to antenatal classes, I'd read all the books, I'd listened to every podcast that is possible. And then when my daughter was born, I very quickly established postnatal depression, which obviously I didn't anticipate would be a thing. I loved my daughter, I looked at her and obviously thought she was amazing, but I don't think anyone can prepare you for what a baby brings into your life. So yeah, I was quickly diagnosed with postnatal depression. I had my daughter had colic and reflux really badly. So people quite, you know, talk about colic and reflux quite flippantly. You know, it's just your baby crying or they're being sick a lot, and that's not the case at all. Gracie would scream for hours and hours on end, you know, 6-7 hours of just screaming, to a point where I couldn't be in the same room as her. And you then get racked with this kind of mum guilt, because I should be feeling over the moon that I've got this little baby, but I wasn't really feeling that, to be honest. I was feeling really overwhelmed with life in general. I didn't want to be in the same room as Gracie. I felt like I couldn't stop her crying, so then I was a failure. And obviously that's not the case at all, is it?
No, it isn't.
But when you're in that situation, I think you get wrapped up of what the expectations are. And I think social media has quite a negative impact on that, because you see all these people on social media with their babies doing X, Y, and Z,
yes,
and it's all lovey-dovey.
How good they are.
Yeah, and how wonderful it is and everything else. And I just wasn't experiencing that.
Oh, right.
Don't get me wrong, there were some days that were beautiful and it was lovely, but majority of the time, very early on, for the first couple of months, I would say was absolutely brutal. And yes, I don't think anyone talks about that. So I'm quite, I want people to understand that yes, it's amazing, but it's normal to feel that way as well, where you feel detached or overwhelmed or whatever it be. That's actually really normal.
Yes. I mean, obviously, people who've had babies can no doubt relate to that. And with all the pressure for everybody, oh, it's wonderful. Suddenly, if it's not wonderful for you, it's difficult. But before we continue, I did notice, sorry, Lauren, I didn't have your microphone up.
It's okay.
Therefore, they did not hear that you are 35, on maternity leave, and you're a police officer.
I am, yes.
Okay, right. So we can carry on. Right. So here we are. Or here you are at home with this new baby, she's 2 months old. At what point did you seek help? Or again, another question perhaps you'd like to think about. What point is it baby blues or postnatal depression?
So I think the term baby blues is really inaccurate, because it's not baby blues at all. It's, you know, it is a form of depression. I do feel that it is that. So my health visitor had come round and they witnessed Gracie just screaming. I actually went to the GP because, you know, surely it's not normal for a baby to be screaming for 6-7 hours. Like, she's exhausted as well. So I went to the GP and kind of got fobbed off in the respect of, you know, just change the milk, let's try this. And, you know, that's all well and great, people saying, okay, well, let's change the milk, let's try this. But they're not at home on their own with that screaming baby.
Yeah.
So the health visitor came around and witnessed how difficult Gracie was in the respect of her screaming, and basically sat there and says, oh my gosh, you have got a really difficult baby. So I said, okay, yeah, please just help me.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what to do. And unfortunately for me, I think I fell through the net of the system. So I didn't really receive any help on the back of that. I've not heard from my health visitor since. So for me, I'm not saying that's everyone's experience, but for me, unfortunately, I do think I slipped through the net.
Yes.
But I was also very well aware that she did, the health visitor did like a tick box exercise and was like, okay, yes, you are depressed. And I was like, okay, well, I kind of know that.
Yeah.
That's why I need some help. And unfortunately, I didn't receive the help. So I decided to sort myself out.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. So what did you do? Did you get some help in the end?
So I did go to my GP and explained that I would like to go on some sort of medication. So I'm quite open and honest about that, because I don't think we should ever be ashamed of asking for help ever. So yeah, I did go on to a form of antidepressants at the time. And then I thought, I just need to kind of stop spiraling, because it was dangerously spiraling to a point where, I didn't want to be in the same room as Gracie, and that's not how I wanted to spend my maternity leave. So it was a case of, I needed to get out of the house as much as I didn't want to, even if I still had a pyjama top on, it didn't matter. I just needed to get out of the house, go for a walk with Gracie, get some fresh air and just clear my head, even if it was just 10 minutes, just so that I wasn't going stir crazy in the house. And by going outside, I kind of was in hope that that would stop her crying as well.
Yes, exactly. did your family help? Were they around to help?
Yeah, my family were around, but at the same time, they all work.
Yes,
you know,
of
so
course.
Even though I've had a baby, everyone else's lives continue. You know, that no one else's life stops like mine does. And I fully appreciate, you know, everyone else's lives continue. And I think when you're a new mom, that kind of gets forgotten about, you know, and everyone gets wrapped up in the whole, oh my gosh, I'm going to come and see the baby. But everyone actually forgets about mom.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, I've had this conversation with people recently where the mom ends up becoming quite invisible, because everyone's so excited by the baby and everyone wants to see the baby that actually just come and see me, come and make me a cup of tea or come and see me for a bit. So I think that's really important for people that are either pregnant or becoming a new mom, you know, have that chat with family members and kind of set that expectation that, you know, I appreciate everyone's really excited to see the baby, but can we just remember that I'm here as well and I might need some help, and, you know, it might be that, you know, just make me a cup of tea, you know.
Did you kind of think of going on social media and saying, you know, I've got this wonderful baby, but what about me? Mm. Did you kind of put any thoughts out there?
Yeah, so for people that know me know that I very much say it as it is, which sometimes get me into trouble, but I say it as it is. So yeah, I'm very vocal with stuff like that, even in the pits of depression. You know, it's hard, I think, sometimes to actually ask for that help, but yeah, it's very much, yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Right, well, we're halfway through this story, so let me bring you up to date. I'll paint you a little picture. We have Lauren, who has this beautiful baby, and she is loving having the baby, but finding it very hard. And Gracie cries a lot, and Lauren doesn't know what to do and can't really find anybody to really help. And how old is she at this point?
So it's kind of from birth to 6, 7, 8 weeks. So
right.
Yeah, first couple of months.
Right, first couple of months. So what do you do next, Lauren?
So obviously I had Gracie in the summer of last year, so the weather was beautiful. And I felt like I was wasting my maternity and I didn't want to do that. So I'd met a couple of girls through an app. It's called Peanut, which is for mums. And then basically you can talk to other mums within the local area. So we're speaking to a couple of mums and we decided to go for a walk. just something as simple as meeting to go for a walk.
With babies?
With babies, yeah. So we went out, there was five of us, went for a walk around a local park. And whilst we was walking, I was like, why is this not a thing? Why are mums not getting together more to just go for a walk? It's free, it's simple. And I felt like when I was walking and I was explaining Gracie and her symptoms and everything else, there were other people that understood actually how difficult it is and kind of validated how I was feeling. It wasn't all rainbows and butterflies for me. And I was made to feel that that's actually okay and it's normal. So the five of us went for a walk. And on the back of that, I was like, okay, I'm going to set something up. And I set a group up. And we launched in July of last year. And we've grown rapidly.
So how did you go about setting up the group?
Just socials, social media. So I set a Facebook page up, same with Instagram. And I basically just advertised on the social media channels that I was going to be putting a walk on. Anyone with a mum and baby, even if you've got toddlers or little kids and you just want to get out, then by all means, just come. It's free. We're going to meet at this place at this time, and anyone is welcome. So we launched in July, and quite quickly the walks developed very quickly. So initially I launched it doing walks every fortnight, just because I didn't want to overcommit myself because I was struggling, but also at the same time I knew it would benefit me as well as everyone else. So yeah, we launched fortnightly walks. We had, you know, 10-15 mums turn up, which was quite special. And the connections that were made with people were really, really special.
Did these people know one another?
No. So I think that's what makes it extra special. When a new mum comes to a walk and they don't know anyone and they leave feeling like, oh, okay, I've found my people. So the fortnightly walks were happening. And then I remember we were in a car park and a few of the mums said, my maternity leave would be better if we could go into weekly walks. So I says, well, if the demand's there, then I'm more than happy to organise it. And we've gone to weekly walks in the August, September, quite quickly, and we've not looked back. So we do weekly walks across Nottingham for mums with newborn babies, with babies that are 2, 3, 4 years old. Even if your baby is in nursery or at school, I say still come on the walk because it's time for you. So I stress that the walks are for you and not for baby. Even though the baby will enjoy being outside and it's great for them, the walk is for the mum.
And how far do you walk?
It varies. We normally do 5K, which is 3 miles, but it genuinely varies on depending on where we go. But it's normally we go out for about an hour and then I try and find places that have got a cafe so we can get coffee and cake after and have a bit of a natter.
And do you plan a different walk each week?
Yes.
Right.
So every week is different. It's across the Nottinghamshire region. So for example, a couple of weeks ago we were at Rushcliffe. Next week we're at Gedlin. I think we've got Bestwood in a couple of weeks. So it's all over, just so that we can kind of, people can experience new places. But also I felt like if we just targeted one place, we're missing a lot of mums that potentially can't get to that one place. Mm-hmm. So that's why we travel around. So yeah, this week's walk, we had 30 mums that attended. And yeah, it's gone absolutely crazy. And yeah, it's brilliant. It's really special community, really special.
Good. That's absolutely marvellous. So everybody, I think what I take from this story is, you know, if it's not out there, do it yourself, get up and do it. And also the very positive thought that, you know, you just get up and you do something. And
yeah,
that really, I think, is the message. You don't sit around and cry and wonder and worry. You just say, right, got to do something.
Yeah, and very much with our groups, you know, I say to the women that want to come, if you're having a really rough time, come to the walk. Let's share that. Well, let's share that load, because it is very isolating, maternity leave is, and it can be very lonely. And with our community that we've got, there's no judgment, there's no pressure. Someone might parent differently to how I parent, but there's no judgment at all. And yeah, let's share the load, let's build each other up, let's empower each other. And, you know, if you're going through a really rough time, we can battle that together. You're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing with it all. You're not alone at all.
That's marvellous. So what has been the main kind of, how can I say, appreciation? People have said, oh, this, I like being out, I never thought of this, or it's helped me as a person.
The biggest consensus, I would say, is that, one, people aren't lonely. That's one of the biggest things. People have made friendships that are now going to be forever, you know, and the kids are going to grow up with their kids, which is, again, really, really special. But I think it's having a voice. I think that's one of the biggest things, you know. Like I say, being a new mum, you're kind of doubting your decisions or whatever choices that you make. But now you've got a voice. You come to this group, whether you want to talk or not initially, you can come, you could just stand there and listen to everyone, but you're still being seen, you're still being heard, and you're a person. You're not just a mum. You're, I don't know, Lauren, you're whoever you are, you're that person when you come on a walk. And I think that's really special to remember that you're not just mum. So I think the biggest thing is being seen and being heard. Yes. And they're not lonely anymore. They're the biggest things that come from the group, yeah.
Good, excellent. So if anybody listening today or anybody who knows anybody who might be interested, how would they get in touch with you?
So we are on social media, mainly Facebook and Instagram. If you're not on socials, even if you just search for us on Google, you will find us. And we're called Mums on the Move Knots. So we are there. We do have an email address as well, which is linked to there. So you're more than able to find that. I can leave some leaflets at the hospital reception too. So if anyone wants any of those details, they're on there. The QR codes are on there. But yeah, just if you are feeling like how I've explained, or even if you're not feeling how I've explained and you're having a really positive, you know, experience, but you just want to meet some other mums, come on a walk. You've got nothing to lose. And I promise you, it's not clicky. It's not judgy. There's none of that. I won't tolerate any of that. It's just normal people talking normal things. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could always arrest them if they misbehave.
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. Right. Well, Lauren, thank you for coming to the studio today. I have really enjoyed hearing your story, and I hope everybody else has.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you again, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.